Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. I want to thank Ron Gibson for posting us every day for years and years and years on BitChute and Odyssey, the Ron Gibson channel, Ron G-I-B-S-O-N channel, and Todd Waite for airing USA Prepares on Global Star Radio Network, your network, Todd, thank you very much, and Jeff Rentz for carrying the broadcast on Rentz Radio. Thank you all very, very much. You've expanded the reach of USA Prepares almost. Well, it is worldwide, but it's great to have duplicate coverage multiple times per day, different ways of picking us up, internet, telephone, listen line, and satellite, and terrestrial radio, AM and FM. Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And let's see, I've got, if we can find that telephone number for our telephone listen line. It's, let's see, 605-615-1815. Telephone listen line. Global Star Radio Network's telephone listen line. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I was telling Jason that people in our village have got what we have. Our whole family has it, you know, nonstop flu going on 2 weeks. And I'm not complaining, class, but I am angry. I am angry. And so what do you do when you catch the people who unleash this? Okay. Now, I believe it was delivered. Aerosol delivery. I believe that. What do you do when you find people who do something like this and absolutely cripple a village? And I think it could be more than just our little village. And, you know, our get up and go, gone. Okay. Can't lift things. It's just impossible. It's, you know, 90-something percent of your strength is evaporated. Get up and go is gone. Creativity, gone. Staying power, gone. Desire to carry through the day's chores, gone. And, you know, you do that for a few more weeks, and it'll wipe us out. I'm talking about farming. It's outrageous. So what do you do when people do this? I'm talking about the filth and disgusting people like Anthony Fauci. What do you do with people like that? I guess nothing, right? So after he's killed your mothers, your fathers, your sisters, your brothers, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, your children, I guess it's okay, right? Can you imagine? Can you imagine that's how low we have fallen in the United States of America and the rest of the world when these guys, these parasites, have unleashed this intentionally? How come he isn't in irons? How come he isn't in solitary confinement? How come he hasn't been tried? How come Mayorkas, Homeland Security, how come he wasn't impeached yesterday? They bring a guy out in a wheelchair to vote. So Congress says, well, no, we're not going to impeach him. It was like razor wire thin, 50-50. But the Democrats won. Democrats are willing to let this country just go down the drain. They are despicable. Absolutely despicable. So many of us have worked so hard to build this country. I'm talking about my ancestors' ancestors, yours. Everybody involved worked really hard. Fought World War I, World War II, Korea. To build this country, to keep it what it is. And these phlegm wads are willing to just flush it. I'm at a loss for words, which is kind of unusual, to watch what's happening. I can't believe that that people have not taken to the streets. I can't believe that people haven't shown up at the houses of those who are causing all of this damage. I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned that has not happened. I looked up. So who is this guy? Who is this guy, Mayorkas? You might want to look it up and find out what it is. And you'll find out what I'm finding out, that people with the Pinocchio noses are causing a lot of problems. A lot of problems. Let's see if I can find out. Here. This is Jewish Telegraphic Agency, JTA.org, says, impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, opposed by a coalition of Jewish groups, narrowly fails. Washington, JTA, the U.S. House of Representatives narrowly voted against impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas, the Jewish Homeland Security Secretary, after a process that a number of Jewish groups in the White House said was marred in anti-Semitism. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that this guy was picked on because he was Jewish? Or does that mean that he was doing a lousy job of protecting the United States of America? And he was Jewish. What does it mean? It really means he should have been impeached, regardless of whether he's Jewish or not. That's what it means to me. But you look at the economy, and you look at the people who are at the highest levels of government, education, medicine, everything. You look at who's at the highest level, and look at how it's collapsing. And then look at, I don't know. See how many of them are Catholic. How many of them are Protestant. How many of them are Anglican. How many of them are Dutch Reformed. And how many of them are Jewish. Just for your own information. I'm not saying anything against any specific group. I'm just saying, how come the people who have these facial features cause so many problems? I'm not even saying what the facial features are. I'm just saying, just look at these people. And you look at some, there are some really angry looking blacks. And they're in the highest level of government. Angry looking whites. Angry looking Jews. Angry looking everybody. How did they get there? And why are they allowed to do so much damage? Why? Just like yesterday, I was talking about if a person poured a quart of engine oil into a municipal reservoir, I'd be arrested, right? For terrorism. But yet the military can spray millions of tons of toxic elements, toxic chemicals, toxic molecules, toxic chemistry all over the United States, and it's okay. And people are getting sick and dying. And it's okay for the government to say, y'all are going to get your shots if you're in the military, or you're going to be court-martialed. Or it's okay for the government to say, y'all children, you want to go to school, you're going to have to be vaccinated, or you can't go to school. Or if you want to go to a restaurant, you have to be vaccinated. people forget that that's what happened. The government, I'm talking about the federal government, said that. They mandated vaccines. And then people died. And it's like, well, no, you didn't have to get them. Really? You don't remember the nurses? The nurses being threatened with being fired if they didn't have the vaccine? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the nurses getting the vaccine and shedding on their patients and killing their patients as well as themselves? And the government said that. And then the pharmaceutical industry is held harmless by contract with the government. Like, yeah, we'll build this thing and, you know, people are going to die, but you got to hold us harmless. And the government said, that's okay. We'll hold you harmless so you can't be sued for omnicide, genocide. It's outrageous what's happening. They're killing us all. And the generally dumb public is asleep. Your neighbors are asleep. Your neighbors are fat and just relaxing in their lazy boys, watching the blue screen while we go down the drain. And you know what? We're not going to be able to help them. We are not going to be able to help them. We're not going to be able to feed them. We're not going to be able to care for them. We're not going to be able to help them. And it's their own stupidity that's allowed this to happen. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, the oncomer is going to get them. Jesus Christ said, don't be deceived, God's not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know? And if you sow the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And they've sown a lot of wind over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really unfortunate because it's going to be their doom, but unfortunately they're going to take the whole society with them. That's just how it is.
Right. Right. And they're being aided by big
tech. We need to be separate from that society as much as possible. Not be caught up in it. Yep.
Did I say anything that you disagreed with, Gwyneth?
Well, it's like this. You've got to judge people by the content of their character rather than their group or color of their skin. Okay? So you need, you know, Rich Schieben is right. Group identity politics is dooming us. If you judge people by what group they're in instead of by what they do, you're going to get the worst people. Absolutely every single time. And I'm thinking of, you know, Boeing and Alaska Airways. I don't know if I went into this the other week, but it turns out, you know, that's the group that a few weeks ago had a door fly off one of their aircraft.
Right.
When it was in mid-flight.
Right.
And it turns out that you look at their maintenance department, it's full of diversity hires and blue-haired freaks.
It's getting a little difficult to understand you. You're muffled. If you could speak a little more clearly when we come back from the break, that'd be great. Gwyneth Isaacs.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. Glad you're talking about groups. There was a guy. He's a black man. He was a slave. His name was Nat Turner. Nat, N-A-T, last name Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. And he was enslaved in Virginia. And there was a rebellion that he led in 1831. And he led this rebellion of the slaves to extract vengeance on the masters who were rough on the slaves, you know, beat them and forced them into labor and those kinds of things. And there were between 55 and 65 white people that were killed. And what he did was he said, these are the people who have enslaved us, and we're going to kill them. And he and his followers did. And then he was in hiding for several weeks. They ultimately found him. The white people found him. They hung him. But the Federales came in, and they decided they were going to make sure that anybody who might have had even an inkling of thought of following Nat Turner and kill him. So a couple hundred more slaves were slaughtered. So what happens is people sometimes look at groups of people and think that they're all the same, which is, I think, what your point is, that they may not all be the same. And so a lot of people were killed, a lot of innocent people, a lot of innocent slaves were killed, but slavery is wrong no matter how you look at it. You know, forcing someone into chains and forcing them to do labors is just wrong. It's been wrong since day one, but it's been happening since day one. People have been enslaved for a very long time, and even if you look at the vice president's family heritage, the Harris family, weren't they involved in slavery, Gwyneth?
Yeah, they were. in Jamaica. As we made it, Robert Harris Coffee. The coffee plantations were utterly reliant on slavery. And that's just how it is. And the only reason we're not utterly reliant on slavery today is that we have fossil fuels. That's just how it is. You know, it's a really, really big mistake to judge anyone by their group or their colour of their skin. Well, I would make one exception to that. I would say blue-haired, multicoloured-haired people. If people dye their hair an unnatural colour, that makes me immediately suspicious of them, because it's kind of like it's a clan marker, I would say. It's a group mark. They're marking themselves as being a part of a group that has proven itself over and over and over and over again to be utterly unreliable, and that is lefty loonies. But even people with left-leaning politics, you know, you get the old-school trade unionists. They're more or less gone now. They've passed on mostly. But they were often just really hard-working people who wanted for the workers not to be enslaved, who wanted fair conditions for the workers, like, for instance, 8-hour workdays and guards on the machines and a wage that you could actually live on. You know, and to not be taxed to smithereens and this sort of thing. Although, ironically, it's usually the lefties that are most keen to tax people these days, which is completely unthinkable to earlier generations. But by putting unnatural hair colours into their hair, they are singling themselves out as big members of a thorough viable group. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. When I was teaching a public training camp back in 1993 in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I had a contract with all my students that said they would not be in my class if they had dyed their hair any unnatural color, blue, green, orange, pink. You could not be in my class. Grounds for dismissal. And I had no multicolored hair. Unnatural.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Jennifer Crumley, the mother of a Michigan teenager, Ethan Crumley, who killed 4 students at his high school in 2021, now found guilty on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. This is the first time that a parent of a school shooter has been convicted in connection with the attack. An electrical issue with the tailgate release switch on some General Motors pickups is forcing a recall by the automaker. USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Approximately 323,000 heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverado and GMC pickups built between 2020 and this year have a possible defect. The switch can reportedly short out due to weather getting into connection, and the tailgate could open when the vehicle is put in park. GM has reportedly received 136 complaints and 3 issues involving minor property damage. Owners will begin to get recall notices on March 18th.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Why don't you take my
when you go to
the DC
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Motors have a serious problem with the tailgates of some of their pickup trucks. Now, these are pickup trucks that were built between 2020 and 2024. They are the heavy-duty versions of the Silverado 2500 and 3500, and then the GMC Sierra 2500 and 3500, which is the same truck with a different badge. They have an electronic tailgate release switch that can fail. Now, you heard me correctly. An electronic tailgate release switch that can fail. And what happens is when the vehicle, it can short because water, actually, I guess it would be more of a corrosion problem. And water can get in there. And when the vehicle is in park, the latch can unlatch. And then when you put the vehicle in drive, the unlatched tailgate can fall down, and you can lose your cargo. Now, I've got to ask you, who approved the design of an electronic tailgate locking system? Who approved that? Because for as long as pickup trucks have been around, it's been a mechanical system, and it works perfectly. We have two Chevrolet pickup trucks here at the farm. Mechanical tailgate latches. They work perfectly. We have two Dodge pickup trucks here. Same kind of mechanical latching system. Works perfectly. I've never seen a mechanical latching system fail like that, like we're talking about, where you lose the cargo because the latching system's failed. This is an idiotic solution to a problem that does not exist. An electronic release system for the tailgate. Now, who would need that? Who would want that? Don't you think that if you were going to lower the tailgate, you'd want to make sure that you're the guy that lowered it rather than hit a button and have it release? We have computerized ourselves to death because we're so fat and lazy. I happen to be in my lift station wagon, old Mercedes station wagon, 2000 model E320 wagon. And I was next to one of these Chevy pickup trucks. The Chevy pickup truck, the grill was higher than the roof of this Mercedes wagon. It's menacing. It is not necessary. And I think that the people who design these things should be held accountable for the extra drag, the aerodynamic drag, or the lack of aerodynamic efficiency of these vehicles. These people should be held accountable for the waste and the pollution, the extra pollution that they cause on the planet because of these monstrosities that they've designed. They're not necessary. You can't see over the hoods. As a matter of fact, the mechanics need a ladder to get, or a step stool to get, to change the, to add oil to the engines. These things are so bad that it is easier now to take the front end, I'm talking about the hood, all that off to work on the engine, to get it out of the way, because the superstructure is in the way. Aliens are laughing at us. They think we are the dumbest thing that has ever existed. And they're right. Everything we look at is broken. Everything. We're not building for efficiency. We're not building for stability. We're not building for endurance. We're not building for maintainability or repairability. We are building for convenience. And pretty soon, we're all going to be surrounded by landfills. And there's going to be no place to go. There's going to be no clean water, no clean air. There's going to be no clean soil. And the generally dumb public are just watching it all happen in their blissful ignorance. It is hard to respect people who are in tune with convenience. It is hard to respect people like Taylor Swift, who jets across the planet to watch a game in a massive jet, and then has the gall, the nerve to say, "Don't y'all be tracking me. I'm going to sue you if you report where I am in my jet." And people love Taylor Swift. I mean, gosh, all I want to know is who I should vote for. As soon as she'll tell me, I'll be in great shape. Of course, I don't vote. I have no intention of voting. And that's another sham. Gwyneth?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, my dad, I think I mentioned my dad a few times, he was a master engineer, absolutely brilliant guy. And I think I sent to you maybe last week, some videos of my dad's locomotives. He built three locomotives. How many people out there do you know, Vincent, who built three locomotives?
I can't think of three people. I can't think of three people who could hook up an HO train set and watch them go round and round.
There's a working steam locomotive, miniature working steam locomotive, just like the big boys, but, you know, little boys, little boys instead of big boys. And he also built a stationary steam engine, and he completed the stationary engine about 2 weeks before he died. And he said, he said to Mum, I'll never build another engine again. And he was right, he never did. You know, he was going to take up oil painting because he was quite good at painting and drawing. And his aunt taught him to paint and draw when he was young. And she was a very, very, very good artist. She won prizes from top art schools and this sort of thing. But, you know, he said something. He said, you're going to have a problem. Probably not going to hit in my lifetime, but it's going to hit in your lifetime for sure. The world's running out of engineers. He said, because I'm looking around me and all the engineers that are any good are all about my age. And he said, I'm not going to live forever and neither are they. And nobody is coming up through the ranks. Very, very few people are coming up through the ranks. And none of them have the ability and the talent and the willingness to learn engineering like what I learned. And there was only a few exceptions. There were one or two apprentices that he trained at the end of his life that ended up being outstanding engineers. And so ended up rising to the top of their profession because of their engineering ability, because they learned from the best, which was my dad. He was the best. But it's like this. We're in an even more desperate situation now, because if you look around you, Vincent, and you look at all the farmers who are around you, This is tying into the, I don't know if you received the email I sent for the talking points, but I wanted to talk about this as the theme of today's broadcast. The world's running out of farmers. They're all about your age, Vincent. And in a decade or two, there's going to be none of them left. And then where are we going to get our food? Because farmers make food. And young people, by and large, are not coming into the farming industry, and they don't have the skills and they don't have the willingness to go out and dig the soil, unroust the cattle, and all the rest of it. You know, that means herd the cattle and all the rest of it. They want to do everything push-button style. They don't want to ride horses. They don't want to rope steers, with a few exceptions. They just want to push the button and have the feed distributed by robots or something. And the end result is going to be that they're not going to be successful. Does that make sense, Vincent? And they're all about your age, 50 yeah. to 70.
But that's exactly right.
Worldwide.
I only know two. Well, actually, I only know one young farmer, and that's our son. I know a guy who wants to be a farmer. He's decided that he's had it with working at the factory, and he decided he wants to be a farmer and raise chickens. Rock Cornish hens is what he'd like to raise, but he hasn't done it yet. So you know, it's a wish at the moment. I hope he can pull it off. It's going to be very, very difficult. But the fact of the matter is that a young guy or a young gal or a young couple will not be able to survive farming as farmers without having an outside job. And what I mean by that is they're going to have some other income to allow them the luxury of working themselves to death as a farmer. And I think I think it was said on Yellowstone, the series, that ranching is the only business, the only profession, I'm paraphrasing, where the goal is to break even, you know, for a year, and the next year, and the next year. Every other business wants to grow and grow and grow. And if we as farmers or ranchers can break even, we're doing really, really, really well. And the fact of the matter is we can't. We can't break even without an outside job. And so what is it? Can I prove that? Absolutely. So here at Natural Farms, 241 acres of some of the finest black Angus beef in the world. But we can't make it go. So we have a campground to help supplement the costs of farming. And that's not enough. So we have an automotive shop that supplements the farming. So we can work day and night, 24/7, 365, to hang on to the farm. There's no real luxury here. We don't have anything new. I'm in a studio right now. Please do not think I'm complaining. I am not complaining at all. If I had it to do all over again, I would do it exactly the same way. And if I won the lottery, which is not possible because a lottery is a voluntary tax on the ignorant, I don't play the lottery, so I can't win the lottery. But if I were to have a windfall like the lottery, I wouldn't change a single thing. I wouldn't replace that broken down bulldozer that we have with a new one. I wouldn't replace the broken down backhoe with a new one. I wouldn't replace the broken down tractors with a new one, or our broken down cars and trucks with new ones.
Yeah.
Everything would be the same.
Yeah. God bless you.
God bless you. And the bottom line is, you're right. Farmers, we're a dying breed, and there's no replacement. There is no replacement. And we have these stupid people in government who think that they can wish a solution into place. It's not going to happen.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is Isaac. Is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth Isaacson. Gwyneth, you sent me a link to a news report in Australia. White moths. You want to tell us what's going on?
Yeah. These white moths are the white cabbage butterflies. And there's thousands of them here at the moment, all across the state, including hundreds and hundreds at my place, you know. And they're a real problem because they get into a horticultural system and they lay eggs, and then these eggs hatch into caterpillars, and the caterpillars just demolish your vegetable patch. They absolutely do, especially brassicas and especially anything in the spinach family. They seem to especially love brassicas and spinach. And so we've got that here at the moment. And I've just, actually just today, I had these, you see, when you're a farmer, like for instance, if you're into growing vegetables, you start your seeds in a nursery area and then you plant them out. And when the seedlings get to a certain size, you've got to plant them out or they're going to start to go downhill. You've got to plant them. You've got no choice. So I was in this situation with some brassica seedlings that I'd started a number of weeks ago, sowed the seeds about 2 weeks ago and had them in my propagation area. And I had to plant these brassica seedlings out, walking stick kale, knowing that there's all of these white moths around, white cabbage butterflies around, hundreds of them. And praying to God that they'll be okay. But as well as that, I will do my best to protect them by planting other seedlings around them and other perennial crops around them, such that the white cabbage butterflies don't so much like to eat, and that is things like onions, things like red-veined sorrel, things like pumpkins, that sort of thing. And to interplant the brassica seedlings, which are really tiny, you know, I plant them at the seed leaf stage. And I'm just going to plant more seeds of things that the cabbage moths don't like around them, and hope and pray to God that the cabbage moths will overlook them, which they might, if they've got enough other stuff around them that is not so palatable for them. But the variety of brassica that I'm growing is called walking stick kale, and it has actually quite a tough leaf. It's probably one of the toughest leaves of all the brassicas, and it's an exceptional plant, and it's hardy. It can grow in the snow. It can grow in, you know, quite hot temperatures as long as it has adequate water. And it can grow in salty environments. It can grow by the seaside, you know, which not a lot of brassicas can, because it has tougher cell walls than just about any other brassica. And because of that, it's a little bit less prone to attack by cabbage butterflies. And they still eat them somewhat. But the only thing that you can do in this situation is to plant other plants around your brassicas and, you know, hope that that confuses the cabbage butterflies enough to where they don't lay so many eggs, don't find so many of your brassicas. That's all you can do. And then eventually the predator numbers will build up, and they will begin to eat the caterpillars, and they will begin to reduce the population of the adult moths. And that's an advantage that I've got here, is I've also got quite a good population of predators, background population of predators anyway. So they will eat the adult moths, and they will have a bit of a head start on eating the caterpillars when they emerge. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. Do you ever think that these plagues could be genetically engineered by governments?
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.